Hello, I'm Jess, the Ideas Coach, and in this episode, we're getting into the one shift that will make building confidence so much easier. How are you doing? How are you feeling as we enter this next week of lockdown? I hope you're doing well. I hope you're keeping well. I feel like there's a whole funny range of sort of emotions going on, isn't there? And I can feel that one day it's kind of quite lovely and I somewhat feel guilty that I'm enjoying it a little bit because, in honesty, it's kind of opened up the chance to really step back, as we've spoken about, and reassess and redesign and kind of recommit, lots of re's, to what I want to create going forward. And it's allowed me more than ever, actually, to have conversations with you directly, which has just felt so lovely and really fueled my fire to think about how we can keep hold of that and how I can best help you going forward outside of this lockdown life, but really being able to take what we've learned over this time and build on it. Because one of those things for me, so for the last 6 weeks, I've been running a group, an online group, which started out, you might remember, a few podcast episodes ago, I guess about six or so episodes ago now, as the discovery guide. And I put it out there as your personal discovery guide, just wanting, in honesty, to do something to help in some way when all of this kicked off. And the first thing that came to me when I thought about how I could be helpful was just that we might be having a lot of questions at the moment. And so how could I help whoever wants to find answers to those questions or be guided through how to find their answers to those questions, how could I be most helpful? And so I put out this group. I just sort of shared it, I guess, put it out there, put it, I think, on Instagram, mentioned it in the podcast episode, did a little bit of a post on LinkedIn. Although I've not really been active on LinkedIn a lot recently. I don't know if that should change. Probably not in terms of focus and priorities and things like that. You know, it's all right for us sometimes to say that we're just not going to invest in that for now, isn't it? And that we're focused much more, I know in myself, on Instagram at the moment, because I've just loved being able to have really quite literally direct conversations, not direct in terms of like rude, but direct in terms of in DMs, you know, being able to voice memo and riff with you there on what you're working on or what you feel stuck on. And so I just feel for me, it's the most kind of human platform that I feel called to at the moment. I'd love to know actually if that's different for you. Do you find that different on other platforms, or do you find yourself turning to other things to kind of connect with people and learn, or, you know, all of that good stuff? But anyway, that's not what I was going to talk about. So I started this group 6 weeks ago and it's just been amazing. We finished last week. I miss it already. You know, we went through this experience together where ultimately my intention was to help people work on themselves a little bit over this time, as I mentioned, to answer those big questions. But also, I think so often when we think about personal development or we think about working on our self-development, we just don't really know where to begin. It's not as easy as maybe, you know, turning to like exercise and thinking, okay, cool, if I want to build that muscle, I'll lift that weight, or I'll go on a run if I want to build up my stamina or my cardio. You know, when we think about our personal development and wanting to feel more confident or communicate more powerfully or have more impact, it can be a little bit daunting to think, okay, where do I start with that? And so my intention for the group was really just to share one exercise a week in a workbook, but also in a WhatsApp group that would roughly take about 15 minutes for that week. So it wasn't too overwhelming. It could still fit in with a different, but still, I'm sure, very busy life, even though we're all, well, at the time we were all at home, but really just to give people something to anchor to. And it has just been amazing. And so I wanted to just share with you some of the outcomes, some of the things that have happened in that group. And so we started as a group of 30, and through the week, so there's been six exercises, we've done everything from journaling through to mapping out our vision, through to ultimately choosing one change that we want to make or one idea that we want to start. And they've been amazing. We've got someone that wants to write a book. We've got someone that wants to start a creative business to sell their art and sell other people's art as well. Someone that wants to change their industry and actually just set the intention to change up their career and take back control of that path. And then someone that wants to work up potential business ideas to kind of find their entrepreneurial path going forward, from everything from believing in ourselves more and second guessing ourselves less and speaking up more in meetings, sharing more of our thoughts online. And it's just been amazing to see people go from having these big questions and not necessarily feeling clear or confident in their answers to then now have a sense of direction, a sense of clarity and commitment to the one idea they want to start or the one change that they want to make. And the reason I'm telling you about this group is a couple of things. Number one, that in some shape or form, it was all free, by the way, I will be running it again in the future. So if this sounds like the kind of thing that you'd want to, this sounds gross, but come in one end with questions and leave the other end with answers, then send me a message. Let me know if you'd be interested in really getting a sense of clarity on your sense of direction moving forward. I'm going to think about how to craft the next version of that group, because with my background in product, what I'll now do is take a bit of time just to reflect on that 6 weeks, reflect on the group, and from the product world, do what we'd call a retrospective, so that every time it's getting better and better and better. And so maybe it will be 6 weeks again, maybe it will be 6 days, maybe there's something about the group that when I first started it, just by putting it out there, it's allowed me to now learn and discover what people want more of, what they didn't love so much, you know, what they wish was a little bit different, or maybe if there were exercises that particularly resonated, so that I can make sure that they're included and even more powerful next time. And I'm telling you about this group not only for that reason, to see if this is something that you'd want to get involved with next time, but also because I think it perfectly captures the essence of the shift that we're going to talk about today. The shift that I believe, when we make this shift, is an absolute game changer for our confidence. Because this shift, once we make it, once we embody it and start seeing confidence through that lens, it inspires us to start things before we feel ready. It allows us to move our measures of success from things that feel external, that feel in the hands of others, to things that are completely within our control, from external to internal. And also, it creates the opportunities for, exactly as I've just taken you through, for us to, number one, create something, to, number two, learn from that creation and iterate and evolve it going forward, so that we are consistently building and getting better, and our work and our being is getting better and better and better, more powerful, more impactful. And so that shift, I've already mentioned it, the word is consistency creates confidence. And I'd love for you to remember that specific phrase, actually, that consistency creates confidence, because so often I think we wait to feel confident, don't we? We wait to start the thing that we want to do until we feel confident enough, maybe until we feel confident in our abilities to run the thing or create the thing, maybe until we feel confident in the steps that we're going to take people through or the results that we're going to create, maybe until we feel confident in how we feel doing the thing, if it's presenting in front of people or creating videos, creating content, sharing our thoughts online. And to bring this shift to life, sounds like I'm saying shit, doesn't it? To bring this shift to life, there she goes, she's got it.
Three times the charm.
But to bring this shift to life, I wanted to share with you three examples from my own experience where I have harnessed the lens of consistency to create confidence. And the first one you're listening to right now, and that I sort of gave a little nod to at the beginning. So this is episode 65 of the podcast. Can you believe it? And I'll tell you, when I go back to episode one, and when I think about, God, even when I visualize who I was recording that podcast, right, I was, I think, like probably in the room with the birds. If you see any of my videos online or my stories, you'll know the room I'm talking about. I was recording into my voice memo app on the phone, just the voice recorder. And I was nervous. I was nervous as hell. I was absolutely shitting myself. I didn't know what I really wanted to talk about. I knew I had the intention to create a podcast and to want to just share, I think, to share stories and examples of how we can become the people that we want to be. And if I remember correctly, in episode number one, which is all about self-doubt and how it holds us back, I just shared about Evil Jess. So Evil Jess is my inner critic, right? That voice that chimes in when we're about to do something that feels a little bit new, a little bit big, building on last week, you know, that can kind of often leave us feeling like we're procrastinating. That's when our inner critics kick in. And I can tell you that Evil Jess was loud back on episode one. You know, she's telling me things like, no one's going to listen. Why the heck are you creating a podcast? You know, what are you going to say? What if you stumble over your words? You're doing this into a feckin', like, you know, voice recording app, Jess. Like, you know, what are you doing? This is not what, air quotes, professional podcast people do. And I just remember something was in me to think, you know what, if I commit to this and commit to doing it weekly, I'll get better. So all I have to do is to commit to being consistent and hope and pray that each week I'll get better, that each week I'll feel more clear and concise in what I'm saying, that I'll feel like I can bring my personality out more because I won't feel a bit odd recording solo in the bird room, just kind of into my phone. You know, I'll feel like if I put this out there, maybe I'll learn about people that listen so I can adapt and I can evolve what I share to best serve them. And now, when we think about it, we're 65 episodes in. So other than a little tiny break that I took at some point, maybe over a Christmas week or something, I can't quite remember, there has been 65 weeks where I've put out a podcast episode. And I can tell you, feel a little bit less weird speaking to myself into this microphone, knowing that actually I'm speaking to you. So that right now I can visualize you listening, which I know that sounds really weird and really creepy, and thinking of me knowing that I'm in your ears is, you know, possibly a step too far, Jess, but I can start to now know who you are and feel connected to you in a way that I can bring out parts of my personality that I don't think I felt confident enough to do at the beginning. But the only way that that confidence arrived was through consistency, was by doing it so much that there was probably a tipping point somewhere, maybe around, I don't know, midway through these episodes. So what, episode 30-ish? I'm completely guessing. But, you know, there's been a sense where at some point it tipped and I then felt confident in what I was talking about. I felt confident that I'm speaking to you. I felt confident being able to switch on the recording without knowing exactly what I'm going to say, but knowing my intention, and that actually the best way to serve this topic and therefore serve you and your questions is not to have a script per se, not dissing that. It's a brilliant way to start if that's what you need. But I just feel that when I would write a script, that's when I would take out my personality. And so by me literally just speaking to you right now, as if we've bumped into each other in the street, again, wouldn't that be the dream? Or like we're getting a coffee, or like we're riffing over voice memos. That's always been the essence that I've wanted to capture with this podcast. And the key to get to this point where I'm actually having fun recording this, whereas episode one, shitting myself, has been consistency. And the second example I wanted to bring is just two kind of quicker ones, I guess, because obviously this has been 65 episodes. So you might be listening to this thinking, bloody hell, Jess, like, I don't want to have to wait 65 episodes before I feel confident. No fear. It can happen quicker than that. And I'll tell you how. So for me now with Instagram, one thing that I love about it is the videos, being able to create what I hope are short, not always. I'm a bit of a riffer. I like to kind of, you know, as you know, I've just mentioned not scripting, and therefore that means that I can go off-piste a little bit. But anyway, hopefully that feels a bit more real, I don't know. Or you're just like, no, Jess, keep it brief. Anywho, here she goes again, off-piste as we speak. So with the videos, what I love about them is that actually it's a way to take a little essence, right, a little nugget of what I might be riffing with my clients about, or for example with this group that's just been, knowing that we're coming across things that I know will serve you too, and that actually by being able to create a video, trying to keep them somewhere between 3 and 5 minutes, so they're kind of quick win videos, I can then deliver that to you through the power of Instagram, right? You don't have to have been a member of the group or be on my email list, for example, or be a client necessarily, but my mission is to help you. And so being able to create videos like that just feels brilliant. And it's just a way to kind of elevate what I hope to achieve in terms of being able to reach you. Like, again, maybe we're on FaceTime together, right? When it kind of feels like watching an Instagram video or a story. And one of the things that I did a couple of weeks ago, so this was the quicker example, is I just said to myself, right, I'm going to put out weekly videos on Instagram. And so now, because I then at the time thought, right, I'm going to do Tuesdays and Thursdays, I've then stuck to that. I've then thought to myself, okay, so with that prompt of knowing that I'm committing to being consistent, what do I want to share? What do I think would be the most helpful from conversations I've been having, or things I've been learning or trying out myself that would best help you? How could I share that in a video twice a week? And so that's another example where now it's probably been, I'd say, 3 weeks of sharing at least one video a week, typically two, but last week was one, this week will be two. It's just allowed me to play with it a little bit, right? As long as I'm baseline consistent of that one video a week, I can dabble. If I haven't got something that I feel is really top of mind that I want to share, I'm not just going to create a video and take up your time without having something that feels like a nugget that could be the most helpful. But having that baseline of saying, right, I'm going to publicly commit to weekly videos, we're off and we're away. And suddenly it doesn't become about, oh gosh, do I feel confident enough? It becomes about, how can I be consistent? What do I want to share that would help someone? And the last example has been this group. So I'll let you into a bit of a secret that when I started the group 6 weeks ago, I didn't know what every single exercise was going to be. All I knew is that when we started it together, there were going to be 6 exercises over 6 weeks. I knew what the first one would be because I sensed we all had these big questions. So it was on reflecting and answering those questions, discovering our power and answers to those questions. But then just by committing to saying it's 6 weeks and 6 exercises, what that allowed me to do is get to know the members of the group. And so the exercises that followed, I could adapt. I could get to know what they were potentially struggling with or feeling stuck with and make sure that the exercises were the best that they could be for what they needed in that time. And if I hadn't have done that, if I'd set out every single step before even getting to meet the members of the group in the WhatsApp group that we've got, it would have been rigid and it might not have best served them, but I would have stuck with it because I've mapped it out already. And I think so often this is another element that we have, is that we wait to feel like we've got every single step in place and beyond that, every single step perfected. And actually there is power in starting before we're ready, right? Starting before we've mapped it all out, in giving ourselves the space and freedom to adapt and be flexible and respond to what would be most powerful and helpful, and to know that we can trust ourselves, that we will know what to say or what to come up with that will be most helpful. And that actually by setting the consistency and searching for that, committing to consistency rather than confidence, when we shift to consistency, we start. When we're waiting for the confidence, we don't. And so I wanted to leave that with you, to share these examples in the hope that by doing so, they've planted a few seeds or kind of sparked a few ideas for how you can shift to searching for and committing to consistency at the moment, especially if it feels like you're waiting to start something until you feel confident enough or until you feel ready. And maybe this looks like starting with a commitment, starting with something where you say, right, I'm going to share this and I'm going to show up. Maybe it's an internal commitment to start. Maybe it's an external one. Maybe it's one you share with me. I would love to hear it if you're happy to share. Maybe it's also committing to starting before you've got every single week mapped out or every single step. So thinking of that 6-week group, what's your version of that at the moment? And where are you waiting for every single exercise and step to be in place, where actually you can just start with step one and trust that you'll adapt and grow as the rest of the steps unfold? So I'm curious, what have been your ways of building confidence? What's worked for you? Have you tried this? Have you tried this sense of focusing on consistency rather than waiting for confidence? I would love to hear from you. You can reach me at The Ideas Coach on Instagram. As you know, love a direct message, so please do feel free to get in touch. I'd love to know what you've tried or what you feel stuck with when it comes to confidence, and I'll do my best to come back with ideas to help you shift to consistency and therefore build your confidence for that specific example. So let me know, send me a direct message. And if you have any questions, you know where to find me, at The Ideas Coach. Stay well. Thank you for listening, and I'll be with you next Tuesday.